It's not a cartoon. It's anime.
Yes. Welcome everybody back to another episode of Animation. Brennan.
Yo.
Ice.
What it do, baby?
Rob, where you at?
Hey, Rob.
No, Rob.
Wait, are we going to be nice to Rob? Because y'all always mean to me. By the way, you weren't mean to me last time I wasn't here. Y'all didn't even mention me.
Did we not?
We did. We did at the end. We were mean to you
at the end. Oh, I listened to the beginning.
Yeah, we snapped at you at the end. Rob's not here. He's with his parents dealing. I got my parents are in town. I got to spend time with them.
Hey, his parents are great. I spent time with them.
I'm a perfect son.
His parents could have been in the pocket.
Right.
His dad. I would have definitely put his dad on the podcast.
See?
Oh, man.
Rob, what happened, dog?
Dang, you just messed us out. We could have had a family edition.
Rob,
my mom is
here. Like,
my mom
that.
Is out here, too. We could have just had a family podcast.
We should just have our parents watch the podcast, like watch one episode or something or a movie.
And then just
like,
talk about
tell
it.
Us what you think. And then we're not even in here, just them.
Yeah.
That'd be
great.
That'd be fantastic.
My dad would like nerdy ass shit, dude.
I have no idea. Speaking of nerdy ass shit, that was the very first time, like, I'm just going to keep it real, that I ever felt like super nerdy while we did the Power Up. Like, I just looked around at all of us and how excited we were, and I'm just like, wow, we are some nerds, bro.
My thing is, fight me.
Right.
Anybody got a problem with that?
I want all the smoke, bitch.
I want it.
Man.
Because I guess, and we this is not even a topic of the podcast, but it was a topic that I threw out there. And it was just about, and we just say this real quick. I never got that title like that.
I did.
Yeah. I would get it, but then, like, I played sports.
Exactly.
So that kind of, that was my saving grace. But then after, like, people realized, like, how into it I was. Because everybody borderline, like, everybody loved Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
Like, in where
yeah.
I'm coming up, like, everybody loved Dragon
it.
Ball Z.
Yeah.
Yeah. Knows it.
So, yeah. So then everybody let that pass. But when they started seeing me with, like, Yu-Gi-Oh cards and shit, and then, like, doing, like, more intricate animation.
They was Yu-Gi-Oh
like,
cards.
Yeah, right. Yu-Gi-Oh? Well, either way, welcome everybody to Animation. Yeah. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. You're supposed to say that.
Yeah, I already said it.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Well, I say welcome, man. Like, I was trying to think, like, if you were to describe this podcast in, like, one sentence, how would you do it?
In one sentence?
Yeah, I know,
the best
right?
fucking anime podcast in the world.
There's ISIS.
I would say...
Didn't mean to say ISIS, but...
Yeah. Yeah. Don't come for us.
Oh,
sorry,
shit.
Sorry, government.
I would say the dopest and funniest anime review podcast out.
Dope. All right.
What about you?
I would say that somewhere... If I put in one sentence, I'd be like, what is Animation Podcast? I'd be like, it is the... what's the guy's name? Vader? What's his
Darth
name?
Vader.
King Vader.
King Vader.
Yeah, I was like, it's like... It's like King Vader meets a podcast, actually, is what I'd say. Because it's like, we're slightly hood, but not like super hood, just kind of like he is.
I would say we're more Supreme Dreams. I would say we're more that dude.
Yeah. I'd say somewhere in the middle.
Both of
them are funny.
Are dope
but
as
Supreme
shit.
Dreams, like, because a lot of King Vader stuff is like, it'd be like a dance or something like that, and it's mad happy and fun.
Yeah.
Where Supreme Dreams should be having me literally on the floor like, this dude's hilarious.
That's
like,
right. Funny.
Okay, I'm with that. I mean, for me, it's just like, being able to take like I don't want to be like we're the black perspective on anime because we're only 3/4 black out in these streets. Today we're 100%.
100% and this be it.
I would still consider us a black anime. But I mean a black but
did
black
you just give Rob like a black card for the podcast?
Nah, not at all.
I don't give anybody yeah, white
we don't
b-
do,
black.
We don't do that.
No, we don't give out black cards.
We don't
cards?
Give passes.
Oh, all right. That's nice. We don't enough. Do. But, yeah, man, what are we talking about today?
Well, you've been giving out passes, Brennan?
I have not. Okay. I have never done that. I mean, but I
wanted to say, you said it like, oh, shit, let me go get my. You start texting
me. Let me get this back real quick, you know what I'm saying?
Pull this back.
Yeah. It's like, no, you give your card or you give nothing.
Yeah. I just met with the black delegation.
They said, we ain't having that.
I got to give it back.
No, we're talking about our favorite shonen anime and our worst shonen anime. So our three favorite shonen animes and our bottom three worst shonen animes.
So
go ahead with Brennan. Brennan made
no,
it
no,
up.
No, no, no. Hold on a second, guys. Like, I fucked up. So,
yeah,
like,
Brennan
I
made an error.
See, the thing is, like, I went way nerdy with this because I took the enunciation, not necessarily the spelling. So I just said, I read it one time in my head and I was like, oh, I know what we're doing here. Because in anime, there's different types of, obviously, like, the thing is, when people think of genres, they're like, okay, is action, is it comedy, is it whatever? Of course, there are those types of anime and genres. But anime are actually defined in Japan and five different types: shonen, shoji, seinen, josei, and kodomanuki. And so that's what I did, actually, was like, oh, I thought we were just talking about shonen. And the reason that that would make sense is because shonen is by far the most popular type of anime.
Right.
And, you know, so I did some research on that. So I can just, I'm going to just tell y'all what I came up with first, because
keep it condensed.
I'm a, right. Bro, when am I ever not efficient with what I say? Let's get it real, okay? Yeah,
sure. Let's get it real.
I love that he's the only one who laughed.
You know what's funny?
It's hilarious.
Everything, like Ice, like even I feel like Ice's voice has changed even when he shaved. Like he shaved, like his whole face, it just like everything just feels different.
Yeah,
about
everybody,
him.
If you're not watching our YouTube right now, you should definitely just head over there. Go to Animation Podcast YouTube
and
look at Ice.
Look at this bullshit of a face that he has right now.
You can't even look at me.
I can't
take him seriously right now. Like, talk some shit.
Younger.
You look like you about to get slapped every few seconds.
Yeah,
like, face looks so ready to be backhanded. Like, it really does.
I want people to come, please. Please come backhand me. See how that works.
He just looks ready for it, y'all. Like, his face is a landing
pad
for the knuckles.
Then that's the same for your head.
I'll accept that.
I mean,
I'll accept that.
I'm sorry, you got a hat on, but the same thing.
I got the cul-de-sac right there.
We just got
the hat on.
Your art is upside down. Y'all just the upside down version.
Our digression.
You got a cul-de-sac right now, bro?
Oh, man, you got to shave that, bro.
Not a full-on cul-de-sac, but
let me see, bro.
It's growing.
He ain't going to do it. I bet he don't do it.
No. You going to pressure me to do something? Stop.
I told you he ain't going to do it.
You a little bitch.
Yeah, he a little bitch. He ain't going to do it. He's mad. He's showing his head. You're showing your stuff without it. I'm showing mine.
Right. I'm out here face-ass naked, and you can't even show your little bitch.
Because y'all clean. This is clean right now.
Come on, George Jefferson, let us see it.
Exactly. I want to be out here with the George.
I just want to see the bozo.
I just want to see you moving on up.
Hey, man.
Come on. Good times.
So,
yeah, go ahead.
Five different types, guys. And the thing is, it's interesting about this is, like I said before, this isn't regular genres that are that we normally delineate things for. They actually do it by age and gender. Mm-hmm. So a shonen anime is actually an anime that's intended for a young boy, typically between the ages of like 10 and 18. So that is most of the anime that we know. That's what I thought we were going to be talking about today. So you're looking at stuff that normally has, like, you know how before we always like, why is there always like a 15-year-old protagonist?
Right.
It's because that's shonen anime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's meant to be someone that's relatable to them, even though they're pretty much grown adults in those.
And I apologize for not realizing that. So you can come for me at a certain point. So I definitely said that on the podcast. Like, why do they keep having these young ass kids?
No, we all did. We all did.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but that really falls in line with a lot of, like, you know, we're looking at Black Clover, Hunter x Hunter. Mm-hmm. We're looking at Attack on Titan, Naruto, we're looking at Dr. Stone, we're looking at Fairy Tale, Bleach, you know, Full Metal. The list goes on and on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Pokemon, Inuyasha, you know, all those you see that, unfortunately, Kuroko no Basketball. Mm. But, you know, those are the shonen anime.
Oh, wait a second, one time. You a bitch for not doing that podcast with us last week. I just want to put.
I was working.
Oh yeah. No. Not at all. Let's call this shit out.
No.
Brent is a hoe ass nigga.
Hoe ass bitch.
From like, wow, like tattooed on his neck,
gentlemen.
On his face, 6'9" type shit.
There was no resistance for us changing us doing it on Tuesday. Like
normally we put our time. That's what happens, guys. Normally I'll be like, yo, guys, what day y'all available? We normally find a day. I say, okay, what's the best time for everybody? Uh-huh. People, you know, we go through times a lot because people work. People have different. They got to shoot things. We have auditions, different things like that.
Just
right?
Drink my water right now.
And so, we found a time, and I think we were all available all day on a Tuesday
delicious.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
This is delicious.
And
Brennan
was like, we said 4 was the time. He couldn't do it. We could have did it earlier. But Brennan goes, it's
no,
all right,
we had
man.
Wednesday.
We had Wednesday.
The whole Wednesday
party.
Open.
We had the whole Wednesday. And Brennan goes, you know what?
And this just is
do
just,
yeah, y'all can. He's like, y'all can go
just
on.
Just do
Tuesday.
It out, man. I don't want to watch this anyway.
This is fantastic, guys. It's water. I don't know if you guys have had
sick.
Any. It's really.
You gonna say I had to work?
And
then
his excuse. And then he even said, he goes, I ain't gonna lie to y'all, man. I didn't want to watch the rest of this shit.
Did you watch it?
Fuck no.
I knew it. I bet my life savings on it that he didn't watch.
But I bet you I know
that's
what happened.
A cop out.
I bet you I know what happened.
You don't.
What happened, Brandon?
I mean, because you listened to the podcast.
No, I mean I listened to the beginning of it, but it's like
what happened.
The same shit that happened in all the other ones.
Actually, no.
No. Oh, was it good? Did you rate it higher? Exactly.
We
I don't give a
we
fuck.
We didn't say it was
yeah,
good.
We didn't say it was good. We just said it was different.
It's stupid. All right. So moving on. So we already talked about the shonen. So next after that is shoujo, S-H-O-J-O. And that's it means in Japanese, it means girl. So it's pretty much the same thing, but for women. So there's a lot on there. This is I didn't know a lot of them. Actually, Kill la Kill didn't hit the list, but I'll tell you what list that's on. It's not on either ones I said. Mm. So like the closest ones like Vampire Knight, Nana. My Little Monster, Oren High School, Hose Club, Kaiju, host club.
Oh.
Our high school host club. So it's like based on like just like girls living their lives kind
of
thing.
I've never heard of any of those animes.
Me either. Mm. I had heard of Vampire Knight and Nana.
That's
but I hadn't
like
seen
some
them.
Shit on the CW.
So then we have Seinen. And this is for adult men between like the ages of 20 and 50. This
Don't
should
tell
be
me Kill la Kill is on there.
Yeah.
That's sick.
That Kill la Kill is on the list. Sick. And one of the things like these lists though, like some of them have overlay. So like for example, One Punch Man was on the Shonen and the Seinen list because it's like, you know, One Punch Man is an older person. He's a grown man, but that show could be watched by kids as well or young men. But then it's like shows like Trigun, Berserk, you know.
I can see Berserk.
Cowboy Bebop, Ghost in a Shell, Sword Art Online. Like those shows are the Seinen kind of anime. So then after that, we get to the same thing, just another mirror of Josei. That's women 18 to 30. So I know you guys have heard of Yuri on Ice, right?
Yeah.
So like Yuri on Ice, Paradise Kiss, Pet Shop of Horrors, Nana, again, which made both those lists. Mm. And these ones look more to me like lovey-dovey or like pretty boy kind of stuff that you're watching.
Yeah.
And then the last one, you guys want to guess what the last genre is after what I just told you? I think this
like,
is really
like
interesting.
Like old people, like grandparents?
Hentai? That's your guess? Huh?
Like
no, it's not hentai. Hentai is a whole separate thing.
Sexy stuff? No, that was the older men one.
You gave like two or three guesses, bro.
Yeah.
All right, you guys are good? You exhausted on your guesses?
I'm not exhausted, but let's go over.
It's called Kodumuki, and it's for children, 3 to 10 years old.
That makes sense.
So we're looking at stuff like Yu-Gi-Oh!, Pokemon, Digimon, Monster Hunter Stories, things like that, and also some of the anime that we love because stuff like My Hero Academia crosses a bunch of them.
Really?
So
but they like have blood?
A little bit, but I'm just, the list that I found online concluded My Hero on it because most of My Hero is pretty chill.
Yeah.
But, you know, you look at like, you know, think about like an 8-year-old watching My Hero Academia. They'd be lit.
I mean, but you got Inferno whooping Todoroki's mama ass and stuff.
I mean, but you don't see it. You don't see it. They
but
just allude to
it.
But
it's still the domestic violence.
As a kid, though, you don't even understand.
You wouldn't even
that
understand
until
it.
You hit like 18, you're like, this thing was beating her ass.
Yeah, because as a kid, you're just like, oh, wow, this is, you don't know what's going on. You're like, that was weird. And that's it, you know?
That's true.
So, yeah, those are the different types. So, what I did was put together like that, and I was like, that's what I thought my lists were supposed to be. Obviously, I was mistaken because Shonen Anime we're talking about is a single company.
Come on,
that
anime
most,
god.
That made most of.
the anime god.
Come on, anime god. You don't know what
it is. I am not. I am not. I'm not that at all, obviously. But so what we're actually talking about, though, is
our
shonen.
Top three shonen from the company shonen.
Company shonen. That made like every anime ever.
They're like basically Marvel. They're like the Marvel of anime.
They run shit.
You just shit on DC, though.
I mean, I can count on one hand how many great things DC has made. So
you mean like movies-wise?
Yeah,
movie-wise. I want to say they made a lot of other
things.
Of
course,
Yeah, so we're going to give our top three, our worst three. Anybody volunteering to start? Anybody
well,
to start?
First of all, before we even get into that, since I didn't know that, they showed up to my office today, and they were like, Brennan, you messed up. Like, Brennan, you messed up. You were looking at the wrong stuff. So my picks, I wonder
why I put it in a group text.
Look, obviously,
and
I wasn't.
Ice didn't even, he didn't, but he bat an eye. He knew what I was talking about.
Yeah. So look, I accept it. I fucked up. My bad. I apologize. I own it. I made a mistake.
Okay.
Cool. Can we move forward?
You know what? We have to, because he owned it, because he doesn't own shit.
Yeah, this is facts.
What are you talking about?
He would have been like, usually Brennan would have been like, look at the text. You didn't even specify in the text message. Yeah, okay.
I'm surprised he didn't say this, the whole specification thing.
I feel like
thing.
You guys have like this whole extra perspective of me.
You
like,
did it yourself. This is perspective.
I don't know, man. I feel like y'all got some extra shit going
this
on.
This is tendencies. We look at each
Are
other's
you guys
tendencies.
Projecting?
No. We look at each other's tendencies and see
I
what
think
we
you're
do,
projecting.
Do it a lot of times the most.
Like, I can be on time the rest of the year and y'all still going to say I'm late. I can be on time to this year and the next year. And this time next year, you're still going to say I'm
late. I don't know. If you did it for a whole year, I'd probably give you a pass.
No, I'll be like, he's back on track.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and then I could be late one time after a year being on time,
but
and y'all would give me shit.
The thing is, Isla, like, you were late so much.
And you were
an so
asshole so much that.
But, I mean, the things that you're saying is not necessarily being an asshole. It's being strong-minded or, like, or
whatever
stubborn.
However you want to.
Strong-minded.
You just showed it.
Stubborn, yes.
Right. He just showed it right now. You just proved my point.
How?
Because I called you an asshole and you tried to finesse it into something else.
He agreed.
No, he said strong-minded is like...
You said...
So I said stubborn, so he's like
stubborn. Yeah.
There's a difference between being an asshole and being stubborn.
Most assholes are stubborn.
To a point.
Eh.
Even with the isolate thing, I think you would have to be... The reason why is because being late is so disrespectful to people
everybody else's
time. People that came... That's what it really is. It's kind of like... But anyway, we move on.
That's one of my favorite... I know we've talked about it before in the anime. Kenan, one of my favorite things about you in general is that you give a shit about other people's time. Like when you say you're gonna be somewhere at a certain time, like you are there. Like
I
want to
be there. I want to be there early, just because not even just the military thing. I just because I understand like, I don't like people being late on me.
Do you mind looking at ice in the eyes while you're saying this?
My dad from the military, too, and that ain't got shit to do with it.
I'm just saying in general, just look at ice in the eyes.
But the thing, like...
why you like to be on time?
Outside of this, I'm pretty punctual.
So we're just the most... We're the people who don't matter.
I'm the only person here that has a 9-to-5 that's not in this building. So that's 9 times out of 10 usually the reason that I'm late.
That is some bullshit.
That is the weakest shit ever. Because you agreed to the time ahead of time.
Yes. And a lot of times you were having us come here early, so you wasn't coming from work.
The early ones I made.
I'm just saying, like.
This nigga.
I know, right? He's talking about me being, like, stubborn and an asshole right now. He over here sipping his drink like he can't own.
How many times? I'm the one that brought it up, so obviously I own it. I'm just saying. Some stuff that's out of my control is.
Did you only get
I'm
better
late.
At it because we gave you so much shit?
No, it was just me because I looked at it the same way Keenan is. I'm like,
But you were so consistently late. There's no way you could have looked at it.
The majority of the time that he was late was early times.
Yeah.
So when you come here and you be like, yo, I'll be there like at 10 a.m., right? You didn't go to work yet because you're going to work after that.
Yeah, that's
sense. But that's like residual stuff from work. That sometimes I'm having shifts that's going into the next day. She's right there.
But here's the thing, though. Then that's fine.
She's right there. She can. You vouch for him? She says no. She says no. You can come say it on the microphone if you want. Can you come here for a second, please?
Don't.
No, please.
Don't.
But even so, I respect that because my girl did. I would have been like, I would have threw a fit.
We're gonna talk about this later. Yeah. We're gonna talk about this later.
You're just gonna dog me on camera, my nigga? I could have said they were BSing off camera. There's nobody even there. Yeah, but I mean, at the end of the day, it's like even if you were tired from the night before, you didn't have to come to the podcast.
I feel like that's the ultimate disrespect.
No, it's not.
Not just showing up at all. Just gave the dude shit for not showing up to the thing.
I told y'all
canceling
I wasn't
on
here.
It. No, I'm saying.
Oh, talking about Chad.
Yeah, y'all gave him shit
for canceling. No, but talking about communicating.
No, no, no. He called at the last minute and said, hey, that's not the same thing.
That's the last minute.
No. If you know that
If you wake up to a text of me saying I'm not going to be there, that's bullshit.
No.
That's
if
bullshit.
If I'm going to wait. No.
All right, guys, you know what I want to talk about?
We got to do this.
We got to talk about anime.
And we'll get back to that later.
They love getting into it, though.
You were in. It was all three of us. Don't say us two.
Right.
But you guys
we're all into it.
All right. So
who wants to go first?
I'll go first because I had the least amount of time
to
look at it. So I hope you guys' lists are stronger than mine. I feel good about my list. I really like my list, though.
It's not about being stronger. I think a lot of people are going to have a very similar list to ours.
They probably will. But for me, the reason I say that is because I didn't get to take the time to look through all of the anime they made. They made so much.
I don't think you changed your list too much.
Yeah, I don't think.
Yeah,
you
would I don't know it either, though. The thing is, if I didn't
look at it. There was nothing on those last couple pages that was going to just blow you away.
They would they put their top up front.
All right, so my top three are My Hero Academia, Bleach, and then I actually put a tie for the third one. It's Demon Slayer and Blood. I do what I want, motherfucker. And Brotherhood.
Okay.
So that's the top three. And then my bottom three.
How dare you? What is the reason why? And why do you put a Demon Slayer after one season? I'm just asking.
After what?
After one season, it's already your top shonen. After all the shonen,
it's just this show hits home for me, man. I love everything about it. I love the pace of it.
It's fire.
I love it too. I love the animation. Honestly, I don't have any notes on the show. Like, I really just love this show. And so for me, it's like. I mean, the thing is, I felt similar to that, or not as strong, I think, about My Hero Academia after season one. I was like, this show has real potential. But the My Hero Academia season was much shorter. The first season was only 13 episodes.
I can't compare the two. I think Demon Slayer is way better than My Hero first season.
No, it is, but My Hero's first season was 13 episodes. But what I'm saying, though, My Hero, if the first 26 episodes of My Hero compared to the first 26 episodes of Demon Slayer, it's a much closer race.
The fact that you're putting Demon Slayer and My Hero in the same conversation
No. We're talking about
I know you're talking about first seasons, but I'm just saying, like, fuck.
Hey, look, it's fun. It's our opinion. So I'm talking about what I like. And so, I really, really, really like Demon Slayer. I think it's an amazing anime.
You know what's funny about Demon Slayer? I feel like people are... way on the, like, this is going to be the greatest, or if not, it's one of the greatest already.
Or it's the worst thing
ever. I haven't heard anybody have an in-between opinion right
now. Nobody's
even
like,
in our group
right.
chat, even in our group chat, I think people would be like, either it's either trash, or it's like,
well, if it's for you, it's for you. If it's not, it's not. So you asked what my opinion was, and I'm saying, like, and if I had to drop, like, one of the two off of, like, Demon Slayer or Brotherhood, I'm dropping Brotherhood off.
You're sick.
Wow. I said it.
You are fucking sick.
So wow. My bottom three.
You are sick.
Okay. Is that an order for your top three, or is this your
no? That's the order.
That's the order.
That's okay. The order.
Why not? You got to tell me why Brotherhood is not wouldn't be in your.
I like Brotherhood a lot, but I didn't like it as much as you guys. Like for me, Brotherhood was more of an emotional show than it was like a. I don't know. It was just that show was more emotional for me, and that I don't know. I didn't like the way. I know this is like I don't have a direct reason for it, but I didn't like the way some of the scenes in that show made me feel. Just being completely honest, like it just some of the scenes made me feel a little bit like I was just like, I understand what you're doing here. I just don't particularly like it. This isn't for me. So it's just like I got down with almost all of it. Like I think it's an excellently done show. That's why I made the list in the first place. That's why we're talking about it. Mm-hmm. But for me to say is like, do I like that more than like Demon Slayer? I enjoy Demon Slayer. I think back to my time of my impression watching Demon Slayer versus my time watching Brotherhood, and I enjoyed my time watching Demon Slayer more than I did Brotherhood. Mm-hmm. So if I had to pick one, I'm gonna take Demon Slayer.
Okay.
Even though there's less of it.
Okay. Bottom three. Worst.
Bottom three. Easily. Number one. All day. One of my least favorite anime of all time. Obviously, Gangsta. Was Gangsta? Did they make Gangsta?
Not that I saw.
Oh, okay. Just making sure. Like, got to qualify that.
Correct us if we're wrong, but I didn't see it on the show.
All right, I just had to qualify that, obviously, gentlemen.
Yeah,
thank you for giving me that space for that. Yeah. But my number one worst is Inuyasha. I hate that show. Mm-hmm. Number two is Kuroko no Basket. I really, really, really don't like that show. And number three is Dragon Ball GT because it's such a waste of life and potential and shitting on something that could have been so, like,
GT had moments like where people would be like they always hit me with the GT had moment. It did.
I mean, it had moments.
It had moments.
I couldn't even get past the music in GT. Yeah. Da-na-na-na. Like I was just like, what is this?
I'll never forgive them ever for putting trunks in shorts. Yeah. And cargo shorts. I would never forgive.
Only
y'all
thing
for that
GT really made me feel good about is like they introduced like the first actual black character. Like, ooh, didn't he come in GT?
Yeah, well, he came in Dragon Ball Z.
He came in the end of Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, but he was in the end of Dragon Ball Z. He was just like in that tournament in the Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, and then he gets a little bit of action in GT.
Yeah, so he did some dope shit. I'm only saying that because I'm a black dude. I'm like, okay, finally, Mr. Popo ain't the black dude. You know what I'm saying?
And
like,
I wish he would have gave Oob some black people hair, but it's all good.
Yeah, I mean, they gave him the Diddy Hawk ish. But yeah, man, that's my
Diddy Hawk.
Yeah. I threw it back to the early 2000s out here.
That's pretty good.
So yeah, man, that's mine. What you guys got? Ice, I want to hear his. Ice is re-looking through his list right now. Looking through the list.
I just wanted to see if Gangster was on there.
No, just for the record, if Gangster was made by Shonen, then that is number one. All day, Inuyasha will
Every
be number
day,
two.
It's the worst.
But while you're looking, I'm just going to just talk a tiny bit about why I hate Inuyasha. Is that Please. That show felt like it was the biggest setup for nothing ever happening all the time ever. Like, there'd always just be like a build and a build and a build, and there's never any payoff in that show.
Yeah.
I can't think of one moment where I was like, that was super dope. It's like, you'll even see powers. You're like, oh, I like the powers. I like the side. Like, I liked the characters in that show. I'm like, they could do some dope stuff. Like, this is about to be lit.
Yeah.
Never. Never. The only person in that show that was really worth his salt was like Inuyasha's brother. Mm-hmm. And he never even really did anything.
He fucked Inuyasha up.
Well, he did, but it's not even like it was interesting to watch. Like, right. Inuyasha wasn't even, like, Inuyasha's supposed to be the star of the show. All he ever did was take L's.
Super.
Unless it's like super weak people. And then when he fought strong people, he took a huge L.
And
it wasn't even interesting.
He
never advanced to the next level. Like, oh, my sword now has the fang power and it doesn't do anything. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
Because the show sucks. So, yeah, the show sucks. It was really all about – it's a love anime disguised as a action anime.
And, yeah, and go ahead, Ice.
No, you say what you want to say.
No, I'm going to say I agree with Brennan.
Oh, yeah.
I agree that it's very
– if I never watch another episode of Inuyasha in my life, I'll be happy. I was so mad Toonami had Inuyasha on so much. I'm like, this is fan service for people who like this, and I don't want to say who I think
ladies.
That demographic is. I was going to – maybe that's what I was going to say. But
no, it's not a sexist thing. You got to make – you know
I
your
think,
market. You
I think Inuyasha would easily fall into the – what's the category again? I think it would fall into the Josie.
Yeah.
Women 18 to 30.
Yeah.
All day. Mm-hmm. All right, what you got, Ice?
I really
– Well, we know it's going to be Naruto, number one.
Of
Go
course,
ahead.
100%. Yeah. Number one. Because it's one of the greatest animes ever.
Yeah, please continue.
But no, I'm just talking about Naruto for a minute. Like, it is a dope-ass anime, especially with Shonen. Like, it's amazing.
I know his next pick is
going to
be.
My top five is coming. I mean, I went hard for Full Metal, so of course that's number two.
Yep.
Full Metal is dope. I've been going back and forth. I was going back and forth with My Hero and Dragon Ball Z, just because Dragon Ball Z is still...
They made Dragon Ball Kai, too, by the way.
I
can't say Kai just because... I didn't grow up with Kai, and Kai doesn't resonate with me. Granted, it's way better.
So much better.
Yeah.
And I always joke around and I say My Hero is Naruto Kai, which it really is. Like, if you watch Naruto and you watch My Hero, like, it's the same shit. It's just they get to the shit a lot quicker than Naruto does. And I think that's why I love My Hero so much, because Naruto is Deku. Like, it's the same thing. It's just Naruto doesn't cry as much as Deku does. But yeah, so I went back and forth, but I think so. Then my top three would be Naruto, Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, not the regular one, and then My Hero would be mine, because I really like My Hero.
It's
like,
great,
really,
isn't it?
It's an amazing anime.
Yeah,
I hated that it was so good, and Brennan recommended it to me. That's the only thing I hate about it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I watched it. That was around the time that I came on the anime. Is I was already watching it, and then you was like, "Hey, we talking about My Hero right now?" And I was like, "Okay, cool." Like, I've already been watching it, and so that's like when I came. So always tie My Hero with you guys, just because that's when I came into the fold.
Right.
Yeah, it's amazing anime. And that's why I always give y'all shit, because I feel like y'all should really watch Naruto. Because
hey man, you're gonna get a pick. So if you want us to watch that shit, then
I would have us to watch maybe an arc, but I wouldn't. No, because I think stuff would be out of context. So I don't know.
Like I told you, for me, I don't have an issue with it. Mm. From what I've seen from it, it's always been fire. Yeah. So I
just want to give a shout out to my boy Makoma Sampania. Mm. He's a guy who I watched a lot of anime with when I was in college, and I still watch with. Like, he's a guy, after every episode of Black Clover, we talk for a few minutes because we're just nerds like that. Mm. But he's the one who ruined Naruto for me, because he's talking all this junk about it, and I was like, okay, you know what? I'm gonna sit down with this. What should I do? He said, let me put you on, and he tried to show me a couple fights, and I was like, I'm never gonna watch this show.
I don't know what fight that was.
It was like some dude with like sand against against some guy with like, that was like
Rock Lee.
Yeah. Rock, I think that's his
that
name.
Fight is fucking hard, but that's a borderline like that's not even that's a
I
great
wasn't
fight.
Into it.
That's a great fight, but there's way better fights.
Yeah. I wasn't into it. I was like, this is it. This is the fight that you show me that makes this show. I was like, I'm good.
No, I can show you.
I wouldn't leave. If that's the case, I wouldn't leave with that fight.
No,
but when I saw that fight, I thought it was pretty good.
Maybe yeah. I think probably what adds to that fight for you guys is the buildup of knowing who these characters are.
No, I don't know the characters like that.
I wasn't entertained.
It's just hard.
I don't even know the main character. I don't know the rest of them.
I was like, it's okay fight.
Sasuke versus Itachi. I mean, I had a big list of different fights in there.
Well, for me, it's like, look, here's the number of, I don't know how many episodes Naruto is. It's a lot. It's like, here's the number of the episodes.
798.
Yeah, so it's like, I got a 700 episode anime for you to watch. Mm. You see this fight right here? Completely makes it all worth it, bro. Watch it. And I was just like,
but there's multiple fights. There's at least 20, 30 fights in there that's like, this shit is worth it. 100%.
Yeah, the fights that I've seen on YouTube, because I just go on YouTube and watch some of them. And even when that was a Boruto fight.
Yeah.
But like,
but it was still Naruto and Sasuke. Yeah.
So I was like,
that was dope.
And that's not even a top 10 fight for Shippuden. Like, they really get after it.
Yeah.
Okay. Bottom three. Let me see what I had.
Isn't it hard to remember the bottom three? Because like, I don't care about these.
Yeah.
Inuyasha was mine as well.
Number
for
one?
The same reason. Number three. I'm going up. I'm going three to one.
I'll just keep this hand to myself.
Yeah, I'm going three to one.
I went for a high five, guys. He just denied my life.
Just because we wasn't agree. And then Kuroko no Basket, number two.
Okay.
Wait. So you'd rather watch Kuroko than Inuyasha?
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Huh. Go on.
100%.
Kuroko, you know what's funny? When I look at that shonen list, they got movies for Kuroko.
I saw it. I was just about to say that.
This is people
movies,
who don't understand basketball.
Four seasons or so.
It's
golly.
So bad. Okay, what's the worst one?
Number one is Samurai Champloo, because that shit is trash, bro. Like.
You know what's funny?
That shit is trash, dog.
I had two options in my head that he was gonna pick, and I was ready.
I can't even address this.
I was ready to like have a rebuttal, but even for this pick, I want to know. I thought you said there's parts of what's the name, Samurai Champloo that you liked.
The blind fight and the gay dude fight. Like you just said.
To me, all the fight scenes were dope. All the fight scenes were dope in Samurai Champloo.
Wait. You'd rather watch Inuyasha than Samurai Champloo?
This is facts.
I have no more respect for his opinion.
This is
Keenan,
facts.
Please, as you were.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I might lose some for you at that point, too, because that's crazy. To rather watch Inuyasha, which is longer.
But I'm not.
One.
I can't be act like I'm surprised right now. Like, he's like, he is the troll's troll. Like,
yeah.
Like, yeah. He's the one who probably went and made a bunch of Instagram accounts just to vote for Kurokuro no Basketball. So we had to watch it. Like,
no way.
I wouldn't put
that
it
That would be great.
I wouldn't put
that
myself.
That
would have
been
there.
Hilarious.
If you did do that, though, like,
that.
I'll give
I don't
you,
even.
I don't
have that type of time.
If I did. You got the time right now to be able to put
if I
Samurai
did, I
Champloo
would.
Is the worst anime they ever made that you've seen. Worse than Inuyasha.
Shonen, yeah.
And Kurokuro no Basketball.
Yeah. You got to think about stuff that I'd rather watch.
But okay, so you'd rather watch. See, what was the part of the Kurokuro no Basketball that you enjoyed, like you enjoyed the blind girl fight? What part?
I got to watch the anime overall. I can't go on you. Like you said the last week, there's nothing on YouTube from Kurokuro no Basket that I would watch on YouTube, but.
But there's stuff on.
But that's the thing. I'm trying to put this together, and because I feel like I'm with Brandy on the whole troll thing, right?
Man.
The reason why it doesn't add up.
He just wants to upset me. I know it.
You or and
everybody
or the,
I think
and
everybody.
Or the fan base.
Yeah, the whole fan.
Well, actually, because it'll get people talking. But we have to address.
If that's your goal. If you're doing that on purpose, you're doing a really good job.
No, I'm like that shit is whack.
And here's the thing, though. What he says doesn't make sense because even when we go back to the podcast and we check, we talk about dope scenes. A few dope scenes in Samurai Champloo.
Yeah.
There's a few dope scenes that we saw.
What dope scenes did we talk about?
No, dope scenes. We talked about a few dope scenes. It wasn't two. It was like damn near all the fight scenes that we talked about that we said, this is pretty tight.
Fuck no. You might have said it. I didn't.
We all were in agreement with it.
No way. We can play the tape back.
We can. But we were pretty much all in agreement with it, right? And we all said if it was shorter, like around 12 episodes, it would be a pretty good anime. We all agreed about that also. So it doesn't make sense that,
but it's not you went off a hypothetical.
It doesn't make sense that Inuyasha is trash throughout. Kuroko no Basket is trash. There's no moments in either one of those.
Yep.
But you have moments in here.
Over 27 episodes.
Inuyasha has way more than 27 episodes.
I mean, just I don't even think about. And you watch in that sense as far as like long episodes and stuff. It's like
let him have his non-logic.
Well, I'm not arguing it. I just understand.
I don't understand it either. But that's for me. That's like
it's my opinion. It's like I like you saying all this build up. That's the same shit. Samurai Champloo is the same shit. A lot of build up for nothing. Build up, build up, build up, build up, build up, build up, build up.
You just said there was things that the build up was worth it. You just said that.
I never said it was worth it. I just said there's two dope moments. I never said it was worth it because those two fights are not worth it. Those don't even hold a candle to any of the
Naruto.
Fights in my three. No, I was about to say any of the animes in my top three. Doesn't hold a candle.
And that's fine. I'm not arguing your top three.
I'm saying it doesn't hold a candle to even average fights. Like, the fights are dope for what it is. It's like, if you got 27 episodes of bullshit, and it's like, okay, in other animes, this will probably be a mediocre moment, but for this being trash, this is dope. Like, finally. Like, finally.
I can't agree with that. But, I mean,
I
like,
so
if you
right
think
now.
About the greatest anime fights, either
I'm
one of those fights don't come up in your top 20.
I'm torn 20. Right now between two thoughts. Like, one thought is, like, I need to defend Samurai Champloo. And the other thought is, like, why? Why with him? Why would I do that?
You'll be giving yourself a headache.
But
exactly.
I'm saying, if you think, if
I just
you think
hear
about,
what's your top
think about
three
your top 20 fight scenes in all of anime, those two, though, any of those moments from Samurai Champloo do not come up in your mind.
That was so funny because the Inuyasha fight hits that top 20, though. Remember that fight that he fights his brother? You remember that? I don't
He's
either.
He's doing that on purpose.
Yeah,
but I'm saying,
I don't either because it's trash.
But I'm saying
there's no fight
none,
you can even bring
there,
up that's
there's
even
no
worth
fight
a conversation.
That Samurai Champloo fight is not top 20.
That's not my argument here. My argument or my not argument. My actual points, right, are it doesn't make sense that this is your worst.
And maybe maybe it's a nostalgia thing. Maybe it's a nostalgia thing for me for because I hated Samurai Champloo a lot more than I hated Inuyasha. Simple as
but
that.
That's fine, too. But Kuroko no Basket has no moments.
But I didn't hate it. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you saying this is, like, you just said that was your opinion. This is my opinion. Like, my opinion is, that was painstaking.
So what you got
watching
for your top
those 26. No, fuck that. I'm talking. If it was 27 episodes that I watched. And they were painstaking to me. It resonated with me more than watching Inuyasha Kuroko no Basket. Like, I dreaded watching those episodes.
It doesn't make sense that all 20 episodes were that bad when we literally all said if 12, every single one of us agreed here, if it was 12 episodes, it would have been a dope anime. So that means it couldn't have been 27 bad episodes.
It was 27 bad. It's two dope moments. That's it. What you're saying.
Are you doing math here, Brendan?
I get what, but that's cutting down.
I'm torn right now.
That's cutting down so much stuff.
I made a choice.
You can't add hypotheticals to certain things.
Just cut down 15 episodes. But what I'm saying is, I'm just saying, if it's 27 episodes, right? And you said there's so much bad stuff, and you're saying all these different things.
Right.
And I'm also saying that it's not resonating with me. You literally said it was 27 episodes of trash. This is what you said.
100%.
Yeah. Okay. How is it 100% if we just said we cut it down to 12 episodes? It wouldn't be.
Y'all said that.
We all agreed that it would be.
I actually remember that as well.
That's what I'm saying.
I said I would have enjoyed it more, but I didn't say it was good. And like I said, if this man can say My Hero is on the same level as Demon Slayer, then I can say that this shit was trash. They're not even in the same playing field. The first season of Demon Slayer is trash. It's average. It's mediocre at best. It's mediocre at best. And I said that when we watched it. It's mediocre.
You're the only one who rated it like that.
No, Rob said the same shit. That's what y'all don't go back. I want y'all to go back to. Go back into these episodes and y'all listen to Rob. Rob says a lot of the same stuff that I say.
What did Rob give the rating?
It was like seven.
Seven or eight.
It was pretty high.
But he said the same points that I made, that they're just checking boxes.
What are your top three?
No, I'm just trying to figure out how does that make it borderline average, almost trash, if he gave it
a high rating.
He said the same thing I said.
It's just that he gave it a higher rating. But you go play the episodes back. He says, like, yeah, I have to agree with Ice on this. He's right. I just feel like they're checking boxes.
Hey, Rob, if you're listening to this, I'm so sorry, man.
Nobody's sitting there saying that it didn't check boxes.
It doesn't do anything phenomenal. What on Demon Slayer is phenomenal? What?
You want to get into this?
I thought we did a whole writing, we're already 36 minutes in, so we can go. The writing, not phenomenal.
The fight scenes,
I thought the writing was amazing. I thought the fight scenes were amazing. I thought the animation was top notch. Some of the best animation you'll ever see.
No,
I thought the soundtrack was amazing.
Animation is better than...
Fucking Boruto's animation is better than that shit. There's a bunch of animes that are...
It's incredible, dude. Like, when he cut off the fire wheel thing and cut off that demon's head. That was one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen in any anime. God. That was gorgeous.
It was literally a trending topic because how beautiful it was.
Yeah.
Like, maybe we're tripping.
It was on Twitter, like trending, not even for anime, just trending for how beautiful and how big of a deal it was.
No, but what does that mean? Like, it's not dope. Like, that stuff is average. All that stuff is average. It looks dope as fuck. Why do average things trend on Twitter? There's a lot of things that trend on Twitter that are
average?
Not, of course. Oh. 100%.
Damn, I guess I didn't understand how Twitter works.
100%. In the grand scheme of things, a lot of that stuff is.
Oh, okay. I'm learning so much today.
It was such a weird thing he was saying right now. He was saying it looked dope as fuck, but it was average.
But it was.
He literally said
dope,
that.
It looked dope, but it was an average fight. Average. Like, the whole fight was average.
It really wasn't, but
it was. You got that one moment. The fight up until then, it was incredible.
If you're going off fight choreography, I'm not going to sit here and fight you with that.
That shit was whack. Like, I'm saying, you got to understand, like, I've watched the GOAT. You haven't watched the GOAT of fighting yet, which is Naruto. You haven't watched the GOAT. You think Hunter x Hunter fights are dope. That shit is fucking whack. Mm-hmm. If you saying Hunter x Hunter, Hunter fights are dope, that shit is whack. The fight when Killua fought the ant, that shit was fucking whack. It was a montage. I put it in the chat and was like, look at this. That shit was a montage.
He punched the big strong guy?
Yeah, he kicked him, he punched him, and then it went in a big montage of how he got there. That thunder, whatever the shit is. That shit was fucking whack, and you quoted that as one of your best fights.
I can't.
You said, watch this fight. You said the Kurapika fight was... That shit was fucking trash.
You said the Kurapika fight was dope.
That shit was garbage.
I
haven't seen that show in years. So
but I'm saying,
is,
okay, that's
oh,
on
with
you.
The guy with the spider. With the, yeah, I love that fight.
That shit is it's a whack ass fight. So this is like your take on fights is garbage. So you overhyping this
all right,
Demon Slayer.
So look, we agree.
Is
whack. You believe my opinion is trash. I believe your opinion is trash.
And no, I didn't say your opinion is trash.
My opinion on fights is garbage. There you go.
Because you haven't watched dope fights like that.
All right, there you go. So you believe that, based out of ignorance, my opinion is trash about fights. I accept your argument, and I appreciate that. Now, Keenan, 1 through 3, what you got?
Good.
I want to know.
Hey, Cam, could you put like a heated meter with ice talking sometimes? It's like get boiling, like like is or like a power, like the 9,000 power level meeting that's going like, yeah, it's power rising to 9,000. That shit was hilarious.
All right, well, I have 6 minutes. That's why I'm
okay. Yeah, okay. So my top three, of course, Dragon Ball Z will be in there.
Yep.
Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. I always battle between those two being my favorite anime.
Okay.
And then I have a tie also. My tie was My Hero Academia and Hunter x Hunter for my top three.
Okay.
I understand people don't agree with Hunter x Hunter. Yeah. But hey.
What's your bottom?
When it comes to Shonen. Shonen, I have, it's pretty much the same as y'all. It's Inuyasha. Mm-hmm. Kuroko no Basket.
Yeah, I hated that show.
Yeah, and then Trigun. Those are my bottom.
You are sick.
Those are my bottom.
Trigun? You are sick.
Trigun? Yeah.
Bro, you rather watch
Trigun?
Samurai Champloo than watch Trigun.
Absolutely.
Actually, I would actually rather watch
Trigun. Yeah, you are absolutely sick. Hell no.
The music alone, I would listen to. I listen to the goddamn soundtrack of
Samurai
Champloo.
He didn't. He was a hater for Trigun. But it has way. It's way more. Even stuff that you. Same thing. You said it was something dope. Like, oh yeah, this shit is dope. Play the tape back. Initially, only time that it turned you off is when you realized he wasn't killing people. Once you realized that he wasn't killing people, that's when you kind of turned off.
Are you talking about Trigun?
Yeah.
No, okay. That wasn't the reason.
It was. I remember that because it was my pick. So I remember exactly what you were talking about.
I'm not disagreeing with you. What I was saying. But that wasn't the reason why it turned me off as an anime. The reason why it turned me off as an anime, it was just boring. I literally said it was boring. I said the dope things about it, I was like, I liked his philosophies at the end, that he always had these dope philosophies at the end. The action was very lackluster.
You said it was dope until you was like, I just want him to start killing people. And then when he fought,
I don't know if I said it was dope.
The dude that came at him in the jail, you was like, that shit was fire.
That was dope. So I'm not arguing with that.
If you played the tape back for both of those, you like Trigun a whole lot more than you like Samurai Champloo.
No, and I said this a few times on this podcast already. I said this a few times on it. I told you.
You went back, yeah.
Yeah, I went back and I thought about it. I said if you want to talk about overhypedness, yeah. It was overhyped, Samurai Champloo. But when I watched Trigun, man, I said on here a few times that I didn't like Trigun.
Yeah,
and we got into it for that. So why is this a shock that it's in my bottom? The reason why it's in my bottom because the animation doesn't stand the test of time, right?
But you got Dragon Ball Z in your top three.
The animation on there stands the test of time.
It's the same animation.
The animation in Dragon Ball Z and the fight choreography in Dragon Ball Z is dope. The fights,
what?
The fight scenes in Dragon
Ball
Z.
The fight choreography in Dragon Ball Z is dope.
Yeah, when they're fighting, when he's fighting,
oh, get the fuck out of here!
I literally just watched the Frieza fight the other day.
This is a running joke for all of us. Is the fight choreography for Dragon Ball Z?
No, no, no. I said
we always say like how they do the stilts and the motion.
No, no, no. I said no. They don't do that. They're not doing that much in Dragon Ball Z. No. And Dragon Ball Super and Dragon Ball G. I said in Dragon Ball Super, they got very lazy with the animation. They pretty much make it to where it's like two little balls just going at each other. I said that. I said in Dragon Ball Z, you're actually seeing them fight, throw punches, kicks, and even in early Dragon Ball Z fights.
No way.
That's all I'm saying.
No way.
But what I'm saying with Trigun, the fight scenes are pretty much.
Where they don't fight, it's shooting.
Shooting up, bang bang. Those are below average.
I like the priest guy.
Yeah, Wood Wolf.
Yeah. Yeah, he was dope.
Wolfwood. I'm sorry, Wolfwood.
Yeah, he was dope.
I wish you
gave a fuck about the characters a lot. I'm just racking my brain. All the stuff that you said about Trigun. Those episodes had a lot more enjoyment than the ones
when
in,
I went
in,
back. When
in,
I went back and looked at Samurai Champloo again, it didn't.
Wait, so what were your bottom three again? Inuyasha, Kuro, and Trigun?
Yeah.
So you Trigun's worse than GT?
GT and Trigun were battling hard, dog. Like, I'm talking about, it was literally battling.
Oh, wait, nothing.
What'd you say? Was that supposed to be funny?
Okay. No, it wasn't supposed to be funny. I truly forgot for a second.
But yeah, GT and Trigun were, like, literally neck and neck. And then I figured somebody else was going to have it. So I was like, I don't want to, like, our top three would have been exactly the same. It would have been no point of this. Because our top best three were almost the same.
Yeah.
So,
I like how we all.
And
had
I feel like
you're
going. More people gonna come for you for that being in your top three than.
in my bottom three with Trigun. Yeah. I don't have an issue with it. It's like, because
I don't know. I think there's going to be a lot of people coming for you for Shampoo.
No, not at all.
And I think there's going to be definitely people coming for you for Trigun. I don't think anybody's going to say shit to me about my bottom three.
And you played it. I feel like you played it safe, though.
I only had 2 minutes to figure it out.
He had to figure it out.
I had 2 minutes.
I give you that. But my thing with Trigun, my legit argument with Trigun, too, is like, it just didn't. Where I watched Trigun at in my life. Remember, I think I might have saw a bit or a piece or two when I was younger with Trigun, but I pretty much watched Trigun on this podcast. So I'm 30-something years old watching Trigun. It's not hitting me. I'm just like, okay.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yu Yu Hakusho was doing that to me at first, and then it got to me, and I was like, all right, cool, this is pretty dope. But it was the same thing. It's like I think for me, I caught Trigun at a bad time. Even with Samurai Champloo, the reason why I was able to be like, okay, it was sustainable because the music was at least probably the dopest soundtrack I've ever seen in anime.
No,
I've never
way.
Heard of anime.
There's no way that music carries that show.
No, I didn't say it carried it. I said it's one of the dopest things about the show.
It does definitely have one of the best soundtracks in anime.
And I'm
history.
Saying and then those particular fight scenes that did happen in there was better than anything that I saw in Trigun.
No way.
I mean, I love for me the thing that's interesting to me is like what I remember from the fight scenes is obviously. There was a bunch of fight scenes, and it's funny, like, you're like the gay dude fight scene. I don't even remember that. Like, what was that?
That was, like, one of the first fight scenes.
So I remember the first, fight
scene.
The old guy that was in the hot tub. The gay dude.
But even like the...
Oh, like the old master dude?
Mm-hmm. Even at the beginning...
That never fucking came back, first off. Let's talk about that. I'll be back. Never fucking came back.
I like the fight. The very first two episodes, I really liked the fights between Mugen and Jean.
Like
that
too.
That was dope.
Like that.
The introduction was really strong. Mm-hmm. I liked obviously the blind fight. Mm-hmm. The final fight with the guy that lit them up.
Yeah, damn near killed Mugen.
That shit was whack. And
but it's my
and
time.
All the,
so y'all got to wrap it and
the breathing stuff that he learned for one fight, but then
never
used it
again. Oh, I like that fight too. But I like that fight when he fought the guy with the sword that could throw
those are the things that we talked about.
That he could throw the sword things that could cut your body. That was dope.
Yeah, I think for even, you got to get out of here, Brendan. All right, Brendan's out of here. But I think with that, we just
Mr. Producer Bitch on Instagram.
I think with even that, we probably have to go read the manga, and those things probably came back up in the manga, and it didn't get a season two. You know what I'm saying? So I understand.
It
like,
didn't get a season two because it was fucking trash.
And I understand because, like I said, it had particular moments that we were like, damn, this shit is just, oh, God. Like, it could have been cut. Yeah. But for me, like I said, when it comes to Trigun, like it's not, I don't sit there and think like Trigun is like this super trash anime, but I would never watch any part of Trigun again. I would go back and watch some of the fight scenes from Samurai Champloo, or at least listen to the music, too. There's nothing in Trigun, and I understand people are going to come for me for that. I get that.
I listen to the music. I ain't watching no fucking fight scenes.
But and I wanted to like Vash so much. Like, he had moments, and I like I said, he was a philosopher, man.
He was funny, though. That shit, and the show was funny. Like, it's not Mob Psycho funny, but it was funny. How silly he was. Like, initially, you really liked that show. But then when they started hitting the same tropes again and again, that's when you kind of got away from
initially,
it.
Initially, I don't remember liking the show. Remember, initially, I was just sitting there. I was watching the show. I wasn't sitting there like, yo, I like the show. I was like, this is cool.
Y'all go back because we need the listens and downloads too. So go back, listen to the Trigun episodes, and tell me if Kenan was feeling it or not.
And listen to the Samurai Champloo episodes.
And it was way, these are way different conversations. And look, yeah, listen but, to both of those and see which one you felt he enjoyed more.
No, and I don't know why Ice is, I don't know why Ice is.
Because you said you went back. Then when you went back.
Yeah, exactly. So there's no, if you go back and say, well, how Kenan felt about Samurai Champloo and Vash, it's going to sound like I like Trigun more because when I had to go back again and relook at Samurai Champloo, I told my points. So it's not even a, it's hard, it would be hard to, there's no argument there at that point, you know what I'm saying? There's no argument there because
you put it in your bottom three
of Shonen.
I know, but I'm saying over GT, and I know you didn't want to list as him, but GT,
literally this is Trigun and GT. You can barely even see which one's above.
But
each
the
other.
Fact that that's even in the same conversation, I think that's disrespect within itself. Granted, I'm not a huge Hunter fan, but Hunter is a very, very good anime still.
Right.
And I wouldn't, just because I don't like it. I didn't think it lived up to it, but whatever.
I mean, you said it was a good anime. So
it was a good anime.
So you liked it, but you
I
just did it. But it was overhyped.
It was super overhyped.
Okay.
And I think you and Brennan got a lot to do with that. And then, but
that's fine.
After I got it from y'all, I went to other people, and they shared your same sentiment. So it's like, all right, this shit about to be fun. And I said this before, but it's like it has all of the ingredients to be one of the greatest. It just didn't execute.
And I can get that on the that's the thing. There's not many animes that has lived up to the hype. My Hero is probably the only, for me, My Hero and Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood are the only two animes that somebody has hyped up like crazy that I was like, yo, because well, My Hero took a time for me. My Hero took it to about like the end of season two, going into season three, to be like, all right, this shit is like completely fire.
Yeah.
But that first two seasons, I was kind of like, all right, man, like I almost cut it off.
Yeah.
My girl liked it though. She loved Deku. She was like, she fucked with him. But like,
he was crying. It was rough for me too.
It was very rough for me at first. I was like, this shit is trash to a point. Because of him. Not even, I was like, Todoroki's my guy.
Yeah, Todoroki is dope.
Based this shit off him, we good.
Todoroki is a monster, bro. Like, he's still my favorite character. Todoroki is the joke. Even he didn't even use his fire side. Like, just that his whole story was dope. Him, you know.
He has main character, main protagonist, like, energy and love. I think they could have based it after him. Yeah. I understand why they did Deku, but.
And I feel like people fuck with Todoroki more. Like, fucking Meg Thee Stallion, she loved Todoroki. Yeah. And that's what she calls herself. Todoroki Tina, I think.
Yeah.
Todoroki Tina.
Shout out to Meg Thee Stallion.
Come on the show.
Out here looking thick and good.
Pull up at the show. Somebody at her at the show.
Yeah, but that's my bottom three. I understand that is. I'm ready to battle the smoke because it's not actual hate for Trigun. I'm just giving you my reasons why I don't fuck.
I want all the Shamrock Shampoo smoke. It's hate for that shit because I had to go through it and watch that shit.
27 episodes. I'm just glad that Kuroko no Basket is over.
This is the after hours edition.
Yeah, we're gonna wrap it up. Rob, you gonna give yourself. I think Rob's at RV Danger.
RV Danger.
We'll probably try to somehow get his top three, bottom three if he has them.
He just do a singlet like Brennan did that one time.
Yeah. And then Brennan's Mr. Producer Face on Instagram. Follow him. Hit us up in the group chat, y'all. Ice, drop your stuff.
Poppy D Yellow. I changed it on y'all asses. I might change it again a little bit.
Why are you doing this?
I'm just doing, I don't know. I might.
Put your real name so it's like, so people know how to find you.
That's what conversations that I was having. I think I'm going to do it. She didn't know. No, these are conversations with myself. But I'm like, I think I might at least put Ice in it. If anything, probably Ice Poppy. I might do that.
Just keep it Ice. Well, I say keep it Ice McGowan just because you're a brand of different things.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like you're a stand-up comedian, you fuck with anime, you make shirts, you do different you have different things, you do sketches, you do different things, and your name is your brand, your name is you. Yeah. Ice Poppy is like this ain't MySpace, nigga. Yo, Papadopoulos 32.
I feel like
Black Planet names and shit.
I feel
man.
Like I think what I build, and I always saw, like, say Ice Daddy, but I just don't want to put Ice Daddy. I don't know.
Because a man got to call you Ice Daddy.
Yeah. And it just, people won't tag me and be like, Ice Daddy. Okay, I'm straight. But I think Poppy Diello is just funny because it's, you know, Ice Daddy in Spanish. So I know, but I think I did say that, like, I am probably going to change it. It might be, if anything, at the very least, it'll be Ice Poppy, but it might just be Ice McGowan, Ice Dot McGowan, because, you know, that's what the cool kids are doing. Either one of those, just keep searching until you find me. I'm one of those. By the time you hear this, I might have went through four or five names. I'm like Diddy out here, you know.
I ain't gonna keep tagging different names, bro. When we putting these videos out, man, it's ridiculous. I'm Keenan Baker on everything, man. You know, Instagram, stuff like that. Follow the Animation Podcast page. Follow us at Animation Podcast.
Oh, I want to give. Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I just want to give a couple shout outs. Big Quinn 903. Always he's been hitting me. He said that he doesn't take that L with y'all. He on that Keith shit. Keith said he's not taking that L with y'all, but I told him, just like I told Keith, like, y'all got to take that L as a unit. Y'all got to take it as a unit.
As a record label, as a company, as a brotherhood, sisterhood, all
y'all
that
are
shit.
All together.
Yep.
And Dragon Deuce, I think that's how you say it, Dragon Deuce, he's been showing a lot of love. He's reached out to me, said he almost crashed listening to the podcast because of the shit we were saying. So, you know, maybe you want to sit down in another place that's not a vehicle next time you listen to us, because we don't want no accidents caused.
I ain't going to be the cause of shit, but, bro.
I do not want your insurance bill.
Yeah. sued for being liable? Nah, bro.
Nah, don't put us on your claim. That shit going to go right back. But yeah, that's all. Shout out to those guys, and shout out to everybody that's listening to the podcast. Like, this is so dope having y'all.
Yeah, it's crazy to have people that listen to us. I don't even want to necessarily call y'all fans like that. I just feel like we a squad. We a crew.
We're a team.
And also, too, October 30th is our next Bonfire Story show. We have Tony Baker, Damon Wayans Jr., yep. Keisha E., and
Morgan J.
And Morgan J. on the show. So pull up, man, 8 p.m. October 30th. Mm-hmm. We got a dope show ready for y'all, man. So, yeah, come through, man. Pull up on us. And thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of Animation.
Peace.
We out.
And so anime was solved forever.